And then anything you want to say about the vaccine passport issue? I know we saw, I think, at least one state ban the passport idea, and you know others are balking at it as well.
Catherine, I think the biggest challenge is trying to validate whether someone has been vaccinated or not. You know, we are talking about it and looking at what or how we would implement those who are vaccinated into our safe travels programs, you know, both for inter-island as well as for trans-Pacific. You know, I do think that just talking to the mayors, they are willing to do something for vaccinated residents in traveling inter-island. So that might be something that we would look at first to you know, see whether we can confirm that someone has been vaccinated, and then, you know, they would be able to travel inter-island without quarantine.
I see. And then open it up to everybody broader.
Yeah, and then as we proceed. You know, one of the biggest challenges, Catherine, is that the federal government said that they are not going to be establishing a national vaccination record, you know, that they would be working with private sector businesses and partners to be able to do that. And, you know, we have been working with two companies, Clear and Common Pass, who are leaders in health records, access, and, you know, we're running pilots with both of them to be able to confirm lab tests that meet our criteria for the Safe Travels Program. And both of those companies have committed and are working on being able to verify vaccinations as well. So I think we're in a good place as in that regard. You know, we are currently working with two companies that have the capability and the wherewithal to be able to validate vaccination records. You know, they're committed to doing it in all 50 states and territories. So I think that that is very helpful. And we're working with them right now to incorporate their platforms into the Hawaii Safe Travels Program.
That was Governor David Ige, who says that Hawaii may roll out its proposed vaccine passport to inter-island resident travelers first before opening it up to everyone else.